everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. When my sister was about 4 or 5 years old, she asked my mom to microwave her, you know, one of those top ramen noodle cup things. And so my mom filled up the noodles or the cup and put water in there, and she put it into the microwave. And after 2 minutes, it started beeping because it was ready to be taken out. But my mom was busy and she was helping my brother out with something else. So my sister ran up to her and let her know that the microwave was ready and the cup needed to be taken out. My mom told her, you know, hold on a sec. I'm helping out your brother. I'll be there, you know, and I'll take it out. Don't take it out. I'll take it out. But my sister, being so young and anxious, couldn't wait. And so she climbed up the cabinets and reached for the microwave and pulled out the cup of noodle soup. And my mom, of course, didn't notice. And what happened was that my sister, while trying to get the cup of noodle out, accidentally spilled the whole soup on her chest and the water. And now if you've had one of these, you know that they can get really hot. Like, even on the label, it says it's boiling. It's really hot. Be careful. And my sister ended up with third-degree burns from the boiling water. And she had scars from it for several years. That was such a tough but learning experience for my sister. If she would have just listened to when my mom said to just wait, just hold on, she could have avoided this tragic incident. Sometimes, because of our failure to listen or our failure to obey, we end up having to deal with terrible consequences. And if there's anything we know, it's that even though we do have the power to make our own decisions, we don't have the power to decide what our consequence will be. Every day, we're given options and we have to make these choices. And every choice has a consequence. If I choose to go to bed late, I know that the next day I'm going to be tired. And if I'm tired, I'll probably wake up late and I might get in trouble at work for being late. Sometimes we don't realize how even the smallest decisions that we make can have a bigger impact in the long run. One of the biggest lies that Satan tells us is that there are no consequences, that we can do whatever we like, whenever we like, and everything will be just fine. And that's how he gets us. But the truth is that even if our consequences aren't immediate, they'll always eventually come. Some you might not notice immediately. Some you might not notice for years, but they will come. We've read in the scriptures about Laman and Lemuel in the Book of Mormon. They were the two elder brothers of Nephi. They constantly fought and murmured against their father Lehi, who was a prophet of God, and so was Nephi as well. And time again, the Lord forgave them, but eventually they just completely withdrew themselves from the gospel. They rebelled against God, and because of that, their children and their children's children, all of those generations were never taught the gospel. They were never taught the word of God. In fact, they were taught to hate it and to hate Nephi and his people. Can you imagine, because of this one decision to not obey the Lord, completely changed entire generations? They were responsible for so many wars that were brought on because of this feud, this ongoing feud between the two families, and thousands of God's children were born and died without ever knowing of him or of his gospel. All because of these two people's decisions. Now, our situation is most likely not the same. We have different circumstances, but one thing that does stand true is that eternal decisions have eternal consequences, so they're not to be taken lightly. That's why every decision, especially the biggest decisions, the big ones that really matter, must be done carefully and prayerfully. We have a Savior who came here to earth and taught us about making decisions. He showed us the way by always making the right one. Yeah, he faced challenges. Yeah, he faced temptation. But even in the midst of all that, he always made the right choice. And that wasn't because he couldn't sin, because he could. He had free will, just like us. But he chose not to. His decisions ultimately led to saving all of mankind and receiving his glory with the Father. as we are faced with hard decisions, realize that you also have been given so many amazing tools so that you know how to make the right one. We have prayer, which we can use to speak to our Heavenly Father and ask for help. We have the scriptures, which we can use for guidance as we search for answers. We have church on Sundays, where we can be strengthened by those around us who might be going through similar situations. There have been so many times where I've been going through something and I'll go to church on Sunday and guess what the lesson is about? Exactly what I was dealing with. You guys, there are so many tools that the Lord has given us so we can make the right decision. Now, sometimes we'll hear the word consequence and immediately think, oh, bad, we don't want consequences, you know? But there are also good consequences. Good consequences come when you obey God and listen to what He asks of you. Our Heavenly Father loves us. He wants to bless us. He wants to give us everything He has. All we need to do is strive to follow His example. In a great blog post on LDS.org that I found, written by Karen Ashton, she wrote, "The consequences of a right choice is a blessing from Heavenly Father. You've made important choices in the past and received blessings. When you lived in heaven, you made a choice to follow Heavenly Father's plan. The consequence of making that right choice was the blessing of coming to earth and obtaining a body. Now that you're on earth, Heavenly Father wants you to continue to make right choices so that you can receive more blessings and be happy." And that is so true. Understand that the choices that you make matter. They matter so much more than you think they do. You have these small daily choices that you don't even notice you're making, and you've got the bigger ones that can be life-altering, and they all matter. I know that that can sound a little overwhelming at times, but the best part of having to make a decision is that we are never alone in making it. We have God to help us, and He will never leave us alone. I found a great Mormon message called Dangerous Tides on MormonChannel.org in which Elder Larry S. Kasher shares a story about a decision he made and the consequences it had not only on him but his family as well. He gives some wonderful words of advice about how important our decisions are and the long-lasting effect that they can have. Make sure that you check it out on MormonChannel.org or follow the link in the description below. We are so blessed to have the power to make our own choices. Unfortunately, we don't have the power to choose our consequences. The great thing is that we don't have to make them alone. Thank you guys for tuning in today, and make sure you stick around and check out the other great Mormon messages and videos that we have on MormonChannel.org, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow.